Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Pancho and the Princess. It was the custom in the early days of our West for many families on the frontier to care for lost and orphaned children. These were children whose parents were murdered or had died while en route west in wagon trains. Sonny Langley's parents had been the members of one such train. When the smoke cleared from the wreckage of the wagons after the attack, only Sonny was left alive. Arlo and Vila McQuitty took her to live with them. And but for the fact that there was a chance meeting of Sonny and Pancho, the companion of the famed Cisco Kid, the unhappiness which surrounded Sonny might have continued. As our story opens, Sonny sits by the bank of a stream, an empty bucket beside her, an open book of fairy tales on her lap.
Lazy, good-for-nothing little snip.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. McQuitty.
Reading that blasted book of fairy tales again. When I send you for water, Sonny Langley, I'll learn you
well. Bella McQuitty. Let that girl be.
Don't be mixing in what's none of your concern, Arlo McQuitty. When I send that little brat to fetch some water, that's what I expect her to do.
Leave her be, I said.
Well, all right.
Hey, you go ahead, Sonny. Fill the bucket with water and tote it back to the house.
Yes, sir, Mr. McQuitty. Thank you.
And here's your book. Now, don't be reading it again till you've finished all your chores, so you won't make Mrs. McQuitty mad.
No, sir, I won't. Thank you, Mr. McQuitty.
Grateful little whelp. Sitting around reading them silly fairy tales when she should be doing the work.
She's been plugging at the task you gave her since sunup. Give her some time to herself.
We ain't gonna feed no extra mouth around here for nothing, Arlo McQuitty. She eats, she works.
Now, look at here, you stingy old biddy. That kid's value to us don't lay in the fact that she does the chores around here, does it?
No, Arlo, it don't. She's the best pupil you ever had, ain't she?
She sure is. And you keep your hands off her. Less way is till she rustles us enough money to stake to California.
How much more we need, Arlo?
Not much, Vela. She can get away with the money they raise at the box supper social for the new school, we'll have enough.
She'll do it. With her shy, fearful manner, she'll get away with it, too. Nobody'd think of suspecting her.
Yeah, sure an easy way to make a living. Teaching an innocent young kid to steal for us.
Easier than working. Come on, let's get back to the house.
Aren't you glad we finally come to Springerville, Cisco? I'm finding it like a trouble at night.
I told you at sundown the town was nearby, Pancho. Now we can get a hot meal at the cafe and sleep at the hotel if you like.
Pancho like, Pancho like. Pancho tired. Pancho hungry. Where the music come from? Oh, the building with all the lights. Cisco, that's not a cafe.
No, Chico. That is the church. They must be having a box supper or church social.
But I remember the last time we go to the box social, and they got the good fried chicken and gooseberry pie and more fried chicken.
And... Too bad you are so tired, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, not that tired. Maybe better we stop. We stop, huh? They having lots of fun inside there, Cisco. They're eating and they're dancing and they're eating and they're talking and they're eating and they're eating and they're eating.
You leave no doubt as to which is the most important to you, Pancho.
You know which is the most important, huh?
Oh, see. They're selling the food at that table, Pancho. I guess that is where we had better make our first stop, eh, Chico?
It's the first and the last stop of Pancho. They got the Cisco. They got the fried chicken.
Next dance will be ladies' choice. Now, ladies, it's your turn to pick the lucky galoot who's going to tramp on your toes.
Ladies' choice, stranger. And since you just came in, I'm asking you, so that after the dance, we'll no longer be strangers.
Mil gracias, senorita. I am honored. It will be my very great pleasure.
I'm Clara Dugan, the school teacher here in Springerville.
I am the Cisco kid, Senorita Dugan. This is mi amigo, Pancho.
The great honorable pleasure for Pancho to meet the beautiful Senorita Dugan.
Thank you, Pancho. It's very kind of you to say that, even though it's not true.
Oh, it is true, all right. And Pancho knows the muy bonita Senorita when Pancho sees her. And with a teacher like you, even Pancho go to school.
That will soon be possible, Pancho, if you really want to. We're giving this box supper social to raise funds for a new schoolhouse. I do hope we get enough money.
Your fears are over, senorita. With Pancho here to eat those box suppers, you will have more than enough to build 3 schoolhouses. Just you be sure to pay that senora over at the end table, Pancho, for everything you eat.
Which senora? Where the senora?
The
where
one
senora?
Over there in the blue dress.
In the blue dress?
See? She's putting money in the cash box now.
Oh, Pancho, she's collecting lots of monies, no?
That's Shirley Hempling, Pancho. I'll introduce you to you. Come on.
Just a minute, Clara.
Oh, Sheriff Oakley. May I introduce the Cisco kid?
I already heard about the Cisco kid and Pancho being here.
Buenas tardes, señor sheriff.
Buenas tardes, señor sheriff.
I ain't here to say how do you do. I'm saying get on your horses and vamoose. We don't want your kind in this town.
Sheriff Yokley, there's no need
I to know the Cisco kid's reputation, Clara. He ain't the kind of hombre you ought to be talking to.
You are too quick to believe what you hear, sheriff. You should be as quick to find out the truth for yourself.
I ain't taking the time to find out. You and your partner, get out of town, pronto.
Senorita Dugan, do you wish to retract your invitation?
No, Cisco. I want you to dance with me, if you will, please.
I told you to...
Keep your hand away from your holster, Sheriff. When I am finished dancing with the senorita, I will consider leaving town. Until then, keep out of my way.
All right. Go ahead. Dance. If you and your partner ain't gone by the time I get back here, I'll dance you out of town to the tune of bullet from a 6-gun.
Now, you just go cautious like I taught you, sonny. You would have no trouble getting that cash box from the church.
I don't want to do it, Mr. McQuitty.
Now, sonny, this will be the last time I'll ask you to do anything like this.
You mean it, Mr. McQuitty? The last time? Promise?
Why, sure, sonny, I promise.
That's right. You'll never have to do it again.
I'd rather not. But since it's the last time, someday when I grow up, I'm going to work real hard and pay back all the money I ever took.
Of course you will. You really ain't stealing that money. You're only borrowing it. Just like I've been telling you all the time.
Go on now. Get.
I'm going, Mrs. McQuitty.
Just be careful, sonny. It'll be all right.
This is the last time the ogre will cast an evil spell on me, Sir Knight. I won't have to do the witch's bidding anymore. Oh, if only you'd come to my rescue like you do for the princess in the book, I'd fall in love with you and we'd live happily ever after.
More music for everybody able to dance again. That's a very fine job you do, Pancho. Pancho, proud of you, Pancho. You start up the dance music, Cisco get to dance again, and you got time to eat another box supper. Now, let me see. This time, Pancho, put that under the tip. Hola, little señorita.
I just was going. No,
you be afraid, little señorita. You just come to watch the people's dance. Come on, you climb out from under the table, huh?
What are you going to do?
Why are you so scared, little señorita? First, you make the grand glad to meet you.
What? Oh, what's that?
And Pancho sweep off his sombrero to you. Bow and say, Pancho got the great honor. And it'd be the very big pleasure for Pancho to make the glad to meet you with the beautiful little señorita. I call Pancho. The little caballero dancing with the school teacher, he mi compañero Cisco.
You don't talk like him, but you act just like he does.
Like who, little señorita?
The knight in shining armor on the white horse who comes to rescue the princess, Sir Pancho.
Sir Pancho? Sir Pancho. That's wonderful. What's your name? What's your name, little señorita?
Sunny. Sunny Langley.
No. You're little princess Sunny. Little princess Sunny Langley. And for you, Pancho be the knight in shining armor and ride on the white horse. Even though Pancho only got the Serapia logo, not a white cabrero.
You are my true knight, Sir Pancho.
See, little princess Sunny. And Pancho the true knight in the night. But maybe Pancho not going to be the true knight in the day.
Oh, Sir Pancho, you're just lovely. Like in the book, your chivalrous bravery is surpassed only by your wit and humor.
See, Sir Pancho the shivering brave, what passed by with Sir Humor.
Sir Pancho.
Sir Pancho, little princess, be very church social. We eat the box supper together, huh?
I'd love to, Sir Pancho, but I can't.
Why not? And Pancho, see, already got the cardboard box with the supper in it. And Pancho get another one.
Oh,
and,
this cardboard box. I almost forgot.
Little princess, Sunny, wait. Wait for Sir Pancho. little princess, where'd you go?
Hey, you, where do you think you're going?
Hey, why'd you shoot at Pancho, Senor Jerry?
What kind of commotion you and Cisco cause inside there? Go on, get back in the church now.
Pancho didn't make no motion.
Wait a minute, folks. Be quiet, please.
So the school money's been stolen, huh, Clara?
It's somewhere around here, Sheriff Yokely. Maybe it's only been misplaced.
What are you doing with Pancho, Senor Sheriff?
You got the gumption and gall to ask me that, Cisco? You know as well as I do, you and your partner stole that money. You're going to tell us where it is and give it back or we'll hang you. Hang you from the highest limb of the live oak tree. Hang you by your necks till you're dead.
And since Cisco and Pancho have no way of knowing where the money is, it seems they may very soon be dead. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
And now back. back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Pancho and the Princess. While attending a church social, Cisco incurs the enmity of Sheriff Yokley of Springerville, who orders him and Pancho out of town. However, Cisco stays to dance with the pretty schoolteacher, Clara Dugan. Meanwhile, Arlo and Vela McQuitty send little Sonny Langley, an orphan girl they've taught to steal for them, to the social. She steals the box of money and gets away after she and Pancho become friends. Pancho runs after her and is intercepted by the sheriff just as the loss of the stolen money is discovered. The sheriff accuses Cisco and Pancho of the theft as Sonny returns to Arlo and Vela. Now,
Sonny, this way, over here.
Oh, Mr. McQuitty, I'm scared.
You need to shut your little scamp. Where's the money?
Here, I got it all right, in the cardboard box.
Did anyone see you, Sonny? Are they after you?
No.
What took you so long?
Well, there was this nice man, and we talked about
it. Stopped to talk to somebody?
It was my knight, Sir Pancho.
At a time like this, to be fooling around with that silly dream world. Vela,
let it be. Hey, give me that box of money.
What do you
find out what all the ruckus over at the church is about. It's a cinch they didn't spot Sonny stealing it, or they'd have followed her.
Well, that's for sure. What about this hombre the little minx was talking to?
That's what I'm thinking about. What'd you say his name was, Sonny?
His name is Pancho, Mr. McQuitty. He's my friend. He wouldn't tell.
Pancho, huh? Vela, you and Sonny go on home. I'll meet you back there.
What about the money? What are you going to do, Arlo?
I'm going to find out which horse belongs to this Pancho and plant this box and some of the money in his saddlebags.
No, Mr. McQuitty, you can't. They'll think Pancho was the one. Oh, please, Mrs. McQuitty, don't let him blame it on Pancho. I'll tell Sheriff Yokley I did it. I'll gladly go to jail.
Listen to me, you. If you so much as open your mouth to the sheriff or anyone else about that money, I'll close it so you'll never be able to open it again.
And I say you've been waiting for any kind of a chance to blame some trouble on Pancho and me, Sheriff Yokley.
You ain't gonna lie your way out of this, Cisco. I caught your partner outside there myself. I figure you and him came to Springerville just to get that money.
Sheriff Yokley, I don't think you have the right to make such statements without proof. Cisco was dancing with me all the time. I can vouch for it.
But Pancho wasn't. Can you vouch for him, Miss Dugan?
Pancho not take that money. Pancho tell the truth.
Then why were you running away when I caught you?
Pancho not run away. Pancho just go out.
Well, why don't you finish? I'll tell you why. No, better than that, I think I can show you why. All right, boys, bring these two along.
No one has to bring us along, Sheriff Yokley. Pancho and I will go with you. We are as anxious to prove you are wrong as you are to prove yourself a fool.
We'll see about that. We'll see about it right here and now. Those are your horses, ain't they?
Hey, the big horse Diablo belongs to me.
And the other one called Logo, he belongs to Pancho. You'll not find nothing in Logo's saddlebags.
Yeah. Aha! What do you call this?
The cardboard money box.
What do you got to say now, you two thieving scissorbills?
Pancho and I know nothing about that money, Sheriff Yokley. Whoever stole it must have put it there. Right, Pancho?
Maybe it's all a mistake, Cisco.
Pancho, do you know anything about this money?
Pancho, take it, Cisco. Pancho, tell the truth.
I believe you, Chico.
You light-fingered jayhawkers are going to the calaboose.
Yeah, not so fast. The compañero and I are not going to be framed. If anyone has a liking for lead, try to stop us. Get on your horse, Pancho.
See, Cisco. Pancho, keep them covered, too.
If the coyote who put that money into Pancho's saddlebags is in this crowd, hear this. You are not free and in the clear. I will return and I will find you.
That's why Pancho not able to tell on the little senorita, Cisco. She looks so sad till after we play the make-believe about the little princess and Sir Pancho. And then her eyes light up, and she's so happy.
I do not blame you in the least for protecting the little niña, Pancho. But it is wrong, and we must find Senorita Sonny at once.
What we do, Cisco?
Just because we were able to give the sheriff and his posse the slip does not mean we are out of danger, Pancho.
Well, Pancho know that, Cisco. Coming back to the town like this is a great danger.
The only way we will find your little Senorita Sunny is by returning to town. And the only person in town who will help us is the schoolteacher, Clara Dugan. Hold on.
Hold on. How'd you know which house she lived in, Cisco?
Yeah. She mentioned it was the boarding house near the south end of town while we were dancing.
Yeah. There the house with the sign out front?
I see. That is the one. I recognize the sign from what Senorita Dugan said. Mrs. Shirley Hempling's boarding house.
Oh, look for it coming, Cisco.
Yeah, wait here, Chico. Wait.
Oh. I'll see you up to the door, Clara.
Never mind, Charlie. You and the others go ahead. I'll let myself in all right.
Very well, Clara. As soon as I unhitch the team, I'm going to throw a saddle on the mare and join the sheriff. The posse.
Thanks for seeing me home. Good night, everybody.
Good night. We lucky didn't have to remember the
thing that it. Who is it?
I'm sorry to startle you, Senorita Dugan. This is Cisco Kid and Pancho.
He and Pancho, too.
Oh, how did you... The sheriff and his posse are after you.
I know, Senorita. We doubled back because we need your help. Before you refuse, listen to our story.
You not got to listen for our sake. It's for a little Senorita called Sonny Langley.
Sonny Langley?
Uh-huh.
She's the little orphan girl who lives with Arlo and Vila McQuitty.
See, see.
What does she have to do
with it? Well, now, that is part of what we want to know. If you will show us where they live, Pancho will tell you the whole story on the way over there.
See, what Cisco think be the truth, the real bandito soon be behind bars.
Come away from that window, Vila. Anybody catch you peeking out that window, they'd be suspicious.
I reckon the dance must have broke up, Arlo. Bunch in the buckboard's probably the last of them.
Who got blamed for taking the money, Mr. McQuitty?
No one, Sonny. Stop a worrying and a fretting about it.
Stop asking so many confounded questions. Arlo, you think that...
Shut up. Take the kid out to the kitchen. I'll soon find out.
Come along, you.
Just a minute. Don't knock it down.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. McQuitty. These gentlemen...
With your permission, Senorita Dugan.
Hey, what's the idea of pushing your way in here?
I will waste no words with you, hombre.
Where the little Senorita, Sonny Langley? You coyote, you?
You gun-toting hindbiters think you
Cisco, can... Cisco, he go for the gun!
Oh, my hand!
Cisco, that pack rat wounded Senorita before you shoot the gun from his hand!
Senorita Clara, your shoulder. Is it bad?
No, Cisco. It's just a flesh wound.
You rotten, skulking maverick! For wounding the Senorita! For making a thief of the little ninja! I should beat you to a pulp!
That's enough. No more fight.
Cisco, that sheriff and the posse coming. They trail us here.
Let them come. They heard the gunshots.
The sheriff will ring the truth to Marlo and Vila McQuitty.
Well, looks like I caught up you two bandits just in time to keep you from becoming killers.
You've got to listen to what Cisco has to say, Sheriff Yokley.
First, have a couple of your hombres take care of the Senorita Clara. She was wounded by Arlo McQuitty.
Red, you and Tex take Clara over to the dock and get her patched up.
I can find my way over there. I'm not badly hurt. Question Sonny Langley and you'll learn the truth about the stolen money, Sheriff.
I'll do just that, Clara. What about the kid and the shooting, Arlo?
Well, I shot the schoolmarm by mistake, Sheriff Yokley. That blasted Cisco kid busted in here like a tornado. I drew on him.
Where did it say it either? Pancho knows he tell the truth.
Bring her out here, Arlo. If Sonny knows anything about the stolen school money, I want to hear it.
All right, Sheriff. Vila, bring Sonny in here. Sheriff wants to question her. You'll see she don't know nothing. They're lying to hide their guilt.
Listen, Arlo. Sonny be glad to tell the sheriff them two bandits are lying. Go ahead, Sonny.
I don't know what they're talking about, Sheriff Yokley.
You two polecats is guilty of sin, trying to pass it off onto a little girl. Why, I order...
I'm with the sheriff. My six gun guarantees Pancho a fair chance. All right, Pancho.
Pancho knows you got to be scared of these two peoples if you not tell the truth, little princess. But how, sir, Pancho can be the true knight on the white horse if you not help him?
If I don't, will they put you in jail, Sir Pancho?
See, little princess, but Sir Pancho's not care about that as much as Sir Pancho like to save you from these bad, bad peoples or learn you to steal.
Oh, Sir Pancho, you've come to rescue me from the ogre and the witch at last.
But, Sonny, I told you...
I don't care. I'll gladly go to jail myself to help Sir Pancho. I did take that money, Sheriff Yokley, and I took a lot of other things. Mr. and Mrs. McQuitty made me.
Well, I'll be dip and clip.
Before you are, get a full confession from these two bandidos so you can put them behind bars where they belong.
Not the way. Now kneel down and present the glove to your fair lady.
Poncho's too fat, but Poncho, do it.
Spoken and performed like a true knight of the round table, Poncho.
That's what Poncho like, to eat all the way around the table.
Oh, no, Poncho.
No?
What Senorita Sunny means and what Senorita Clara is talking about...
I like Sir Poncho's way best. Rise, Sir Poncho, you deserve the prize. I've already baked you 4 goosenberry pies.
And even if you not bake the pies, you still be the apple of Sir Poncho's eyes. Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
Poncho glad to see those two bandidos go to the jail.
And I am glad little Senorita Sunny will have a good home with the beautiful Senorita Clara Dugan.
Poncho, like to ask you, Cisco, about the chivalry.
You mean chivalry?
Si. That's what little Senorita Sunny tell Poncho about. Now, Poncho know all about the chivalry. What you say?
Well, that is a good thing to know, Poncho. Tell me. What do you do when in doubt about kissing a senorita?
That's easy. Poncho give her the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, it's his car. Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And, of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.